Welcome to the Unsweetened SIO podcast. My name is Siobhan Harris. I am a certified integrative nutrition health coach and the founder of unsweetenedsio.com. I gave up all sugar and all flour on January 13th, 2018, and am finally free of my addiction. My mission is to help other sugar addicts find their path to freedom and live the sweet life without sugar. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the season four, season finale of Unsweetened SIO, the podcast. I just wanted to kick it off with a quick message about a really cool virtual event that I am participating in. It's called the Food Freedom Summit, and it's going to take place July 1st to July 21st, completely free to sign up. And each day, one interview with an expert on health and nutrition will be unlocked for you to listen to. So that's like 3 weeks of speakers. I'm one of them, and so are some of the people I'll be interviewing today. So if you want to hear more from all of us this summer, be sure to sign up. I will make sure that I add the link to the show notes so you can just sign up from there and take advantage of this really cool event. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 150 and the season four finale of Unsweetened SIO, the podcast. Very special episode today. I have the three founders of SugarX Global on. Dave, Anna, and Judy are all recovering addicts. They personally understand addiction interaction disorder, one disease, many outlets, and know that it is really not about the food. As co-founders of SugarX Global, Dave, Anna, and Judy helped to develop a system based on care, connection, action steps, recovery, protection, and education as the foundation for addicts to grow, recover, and transform. So really excited to have all three of you today. I've had you all individually. We've talked before SugarX was launched, and now here we are almost like 14 months later with SugarX being, I think you celebrated a year in April. So excited to have all three of you back on today. Welcome back.
We are so excited to be here.
Yes,
what
thank
can
you.
We say? Thank you for having us.
Yes, well, I'm excited. And let's talk about, we were just kind of before we started recording, we were kind of reflecting back that, again, this has just been kind of a newer, but it's gone by so fast now too, that it's 14 months. And so maybe if one of you wants to just kick it off with, again, how the whole concept of SugarX came together, and maybe just a little overview of what it is. If someone just wants to kick it off with that, to kind of, you know, where you started.
Well, Anna and I, I'll start us off. Anna and I were taking the holistic medicine addictions class with Bitten Johnson. And we also got certified and licensed in sugar. And I decided that I didn't want to undercut anybody. Like, I thought sugar was such an important tool and assessment that I contacted the five people in the United States who were certified in it, and Anna being one of them. And then there was, and Dave was one, myself, and two other people. And, we had a discussion, and we all thought, gee, like, maybe we could do something with this together. I think it was first Anna's idea, like light bulbs going off. And so anyway, it turned out that it dwindled from five to three, and here we are. And we happen to all be 12-step people. I mean, that's where we got our recovery. And you know, 12 steps is great. I wouldn't give it up for the world, but it has its shortcomings. I mean, things like, first of all, some people can't handle the God issue or that type of spiritual issue. And the other thing is that you can't crosstalk, meaning, Siobhan, if you said something during a meeting, I'd sit there and I could shake my head yes, I could shake my head no, but I couldn't respond back to you in any way, you know, to let you know what I thought about it. And there's good reasons for that. It's okay. And then the other thing about it is that you can't discuss outside issues. You know, you have to stick to whatever the focus is of the group, whether it's food, whether it's sugar, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs. So we thought, wow, if we could put together a platform that took all the wonderful ideas from 12 step, meaning principles, like the 12 steps really doesn't have any rules. It just lives by principles. Each of those steps has a principle, a value to it. And that's what we wanted to do. And, but we wanted to be able to give the education piece, which is so important because in sugar and food addiction, you don't have treatment places. Basically, you don't have like a 30-day rehab to detox. You don't have outpatient facilities to help you if you had to work, for example, and to be able to go at night. And in those situations, those people get a lot of education. They come back to AA, they come back to NA with a lot of knowledge, you know, from going to take classes during their stay. And in sugar and food, there really is none of that. So sponsors are flying by the seat of their pants. And sometimes I can speak from experience, very rigid, going totally by the rules, not taking into account maybe somebody has health issues or belief issues or other issues. So kind of like we wanted to get the best of both worlds. You know, the abstinence piece that's so important with sugar and food addiction, because you know, you can't, it's a psychoactive drug, just like any other drug. And you take some of it and your light bulbs go off in your brain. And then this way, you know, we could take that piece and then put it together with the education and being able to talk about outside issues like health problems or whatever. And put together a platform that would be there for everyone and anyone who wanted it.
And I love that because like I'm someone that doesn't come from the 12 step world. And because of some of those things, like I think I see the value in the program in a lot of ways, but I also, some of those other areas were a deterrent for me. So I love that you were all able to kind of see that and create something where everyone felt like they could get help and get the education piece and all that without being so restrictions on you. So anything that was Judy, is there anything else, Dave or Anna, that you want to add?
Yeah, we bought a URL.
What's
we
that?
I wasn't even part of it. They just bought a handle, a website handle. They bought SugarX Global. No, it was .us or something. SugarX, I don't know what it was.
SugarX USA.
And then we had some
$24.
We had some god awful logo made. We're like, yeah, we love it. Yeah. And we like went through a couple permutations of the logo and we're like, yeah. And then other people were like, no. And then we bought SugarX Global. And we still had a terrible logo. And that was it. I mean, then we were like, what are we gonna do with this? Like, what do we want to do? And so we kind of started with the end in mind. And I think I would really highly suggest if anyone that's working on a goal, maybe you're working on a business plan, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, where do you want to get? What do you want the end to look like? And then figure out what pieces you need to get there. So our primary purpose, and that's another term we kind of borrow from 12, so primary purpose, like what we really focused on was we wanted to destroy guilt and shame. We wanted to destroy guilt and shame. So that's what we did. We figured out what pieces did we need to get people to destroy guilt and shame. So we knew the knowledge piece was there. And that comes from the education piece. You talked about the connection, the action steps to recovery, protection, education, right? We know people need to understand the science. They need to be able to talk about the science. They need to be able to talk about their personal health issues on their journey. You can't always do that in other program sections, concepts. So I think it's really important that people who have specific health issues can talk about it. People can talk about being post-traumatic brain injury. People can talk about their brain surgery. People can talk about their hormonal issues. So like that was important to us. And then we realized that a lot of people knew a lot, but they didn't do a lot. So then we filled that hole with the action steps piece. And then we know that the disease of addiction is isolating and alienating. So we knew that connection had to be a big piece. And we knew that no matter what we ended up doing, there was going to have to be some sort of community component. So we that's ended up being really the primary component now, but we knew that. And we hated the term relapse prevention. Mm-hmm. Because relapse prevention is just so kind of dark and stormy. It's almost like, oh God, something bad's going to happen. So we're like, how can we spin it around? And we thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. And finally, it's like recovery protection, teach people how to protect your recovery. And really, we engage people in recovery protection from the start. I mean, day one, we're talking about it. I mean, we talk about it on our 5-day challenge repeatedly. We give people a method to implement it in the challenge. Like, so it's really entrenched in all of what we do. So where do we start? We started with a silly name. And then we figured out what we wanted to do. And then we just started putting pieces together, and we really feel like the universe is conspiring along with us. And they've just been kind of throwing us grain-free breadcrumbs, you know, for months now. And so we just kind of take them and we go, and we're very open to suggestions. People are like, you know, Dave, you should do this. And I'm like, that's a great idea, Sally. Let's do it. And then we put it on the calendar. So I think it's really all about, we really view it like this is a community. I'm part of it. And the people that are members are part of it. And we all really have equal say in what we want. So we handle some of these kind of like things with, I'll be running a group and I'll be like, guys, we could do this, we could do that. All right, let's vote. And we'll take the majority, and we call it group conscience. And then, so the conscience of the group wants to do this, so we'll do that. So it's really all about giving people their voice back.
It's very empowering. Like, you know, even just with that, I remember talking about that early on with all of you, changing that relapse prevention to recovery protection, how empowering that is. And then to be able, like you said, it's like that hair loss commercial. We are, you know, owners, and, you know, you do both. Like, you didn't just create this, but you're members yourself. So you are open. And I think that's where you get such good feedback from people. I'm a part of the community. I hear it all the time. People are just so, because they feel a part of it, because you let them feel involved. I think sometimes that's gotten lost from what I understand from other people in the 12-step process as well, is they don't feel like they get to contribute. So again, that's very empowering for people when they feel like they have a say, and then they're going to be more vested in their own recovery, which is just going to help overall. So no, I love, right. I think you really set it up in a really powerful way, which is really, really great. So Anna, anything that you want to kind of add there?
Well, I would say, you know, we consider ourselves to have expertise in recovery. I'm probably frozen right now, aren't I?
No, you're good.
No. Okay. So we consider ourselves to have, you know, expertise in recovery, but we don't consider ourselves to be experts on anyone. So we feel like we're servant leaders. We're just three garden variety addicts that know a lot about addiction and recovery. And we know the truth about addiction and recovery. And we know that how cunning and how a dog can operate. And so one thing that I've dated a lot. And I love our 5-day challenge, because our 5-day challenge helps us get the people that we want and that want us, because we don't want to take hostages. Like, we want people to be a part of our community who are addicts. They're not harmful users. They're not people that want to stay on a diet. Like, they've heard what we're saying and what we're laying down. And honestly, what we teach in 5 days is unbelievable. It's unbelievable what we teach people. Like, if they utilized our information without even using us, they would exponentially help their recovery. And so we don't hold back, because we think that addiction is a deadly, deadly disease. In fact, you know, I'm at my parents' home right now, and it's like a landmine of effed up food out there. All I have to do is walk out the door, and there's gummy bears, and there's scones, and there's a piece of pie sitting on the counter, and there's, you know, just any number of sugary snacks, one of those huge gallon sized things of Goldfish, you know, and M&Ms all over the place. And every time we play games, there's all of these goodies out and everybody's treating themselves. And what I see is I see my family eating themselves to death. That's what I see, because we treat the wrong problem, right? We treat the high blood pressure, we treat the metabolic issues and all of the stuff with medicine when we're not treating the underlying issue of addiction. So we think addiction is a primary disease, and that is what we deal with, and we deal with nothing else. And I think that's what makes our community super powerful, because we have one point of view. Addiction is a disease, it's chronic, it's progressive, and it's fatal. And I think that the people that are attracted to us, that's what they want. They want to have somebody taking them seriously. I've known something's wrong all this time, and now I know what it is, and I want to do something about it. And we equip them to do the things they need to do. And we don't believe in failures. You know, we believe that relapses can be studied, predicted, and prevented. And that's a beautiful thing. Sometimes that's what it takes for someone to see, you know, because we really believe that relapse happens for one reason, and that's because we overestimate our recovery and we underestimate the disease of addiction. And you've heard us all talk about Bitten saying, you know, addiction is recovery is like a ship on the ocean, and the ocean is your addiction, and the addiction is always looking for a crack in the boat. It's always looking for a way to get in. And so we think that if people lapse and they learn that lesson, that's very powerful. That gives them the no matter what, that Judy is always, always, always reminding us all to live the no matter what lifestyle, where I'm not going to pick up no matter what, you know? I mean, I've seen people lose people in SugarX Global, have brain surgery in SugarX Global, go through huge family problems in SugarX Global and not have to pick up. And that is so powerful.
Exactly. Because just because, you know, life doesn't get perfect, you know, I talk about that a lot on the podcast. Like I thought, you know, yeah, like a lot of people have that. Oh, as soon as I do this or that, life's going to be perfect. Well, it's not. I mean, life is always going to have the challenges. But when you are, you know, part of this community or you're equipped to handle that, it's not the extremes up and down. You can kind of ride those waves. And I love that you incorporate that recovery protection right from the start, so people just know how to kind of build that in from the beginning, and really putting, like I always say, like my recovery really comes first above everything else, because I can't be a good mom and a good, you know, good friend, whatever, if I'm not in my own feeling strong in my recovery. So I love how you built this. Talk a little bit more, someone, about, just in case if you haven't checked this out, you know, we'll include the website so you can, but talk about, besides this 5-day Crush Your Cravings Challenge, which is free for people to join, what else do you offer? Like, what is, you know, what else can people find when they go to your website? Talk about, you know, what else you do.
Well, they can't find much on our website. That's we really have the 5-day challenge right now as our website, but we're going to have a new website. But what we also have is something that we don't talk about a lot, and we probably should talk about more, is we have an 18-week program that is based on all of our learnings from Bitten Johnson, who we believe is the master, the Jedi master of recovery. Like, let's get into the solution, right? Let's point our feet in the direction they should go and walk that path. And she is amazing. And what we've done is we've taken everything we've learned from her, everything we've learned, because we're all well-read on Dr. Paul Earley. We're all have gone through training with the Gorski Foundation for relapse prevention. And we've even taken three of our members through that training as well. And so we, you know, we are incredibly knowledgeable, and we put together this course. And I think when people come into it, it doesn't make sense for a minute. It doesn't make sense for a minute. And all of a sudden, when it makes sense, it's amazing. When it starts making sense, why did we go through, you know, mindset week one? Why did we review addiction knowledge for week two? Why did we do that? All of a sudden they start seeing the pieces come together, especially I think from about week 9, wouldn't you guys agree? Week 9.
Yeah, that's right, because we just finished week 10, right around now, yeah.
Right. So like week nine, we do warning signs of reoccurrence. And all of a sudden, and I'm getting goosebumps right now, just thinking about how my class reacted to that last week and how they get it now. They see why we do these things. And it's really in an order that we learned from Gorski, that we learned from, you know, proven methods. We're not making something up and pulling a rabbit out of our hat. When we first put this together, we had a really good outline, and that's all we had. And then we built it as they came. And then we took feedback from them. And so originally it was 9 weeks, which was mind-blowing for people. It's very mind-blowing. And one thing we ask of our people that are in our recovery accelerator is that they spend 15 minutes a day, and you don't get a gold star for spending more time. We don't want burnout. What we want is consistency of action. And so we ask them to spend 15 minutes a day on their recovery every single day of the week. And those that do accelerate their recovery beyond anything you can imagine, and especially those that resist the urge to go beyond the 15 minutes, like when your timer stops, you're done kind of thing. Because we believe recovery should help you live a better life. Recovery doesn't necessarily become your life. It becomes your way of life, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's really important, because I think that's easy for people to make their recovery almost their new addiction or something. So I like, and then you Absolutely. Burn out, like you're saying.
It happens all the time.
I think I want to add that we have a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. I will give an example. Like we do something called a week called Victory for the Vulnerable. And we base it on the characters of Wizard of Oz. I mean, that's what our slide presentation is. It's actually quite heavy, you know, but we make the slides fun. You know, we make it, and we break out in this, we never have more than 20 people in a group. And we do some things alone together, meaning like maybe we ask people to write something while we're in a group, but then we might break out and be 2 to 4 people discussing things. Then we'll come back to the main group. And instead of asking like, oh, what did you get from it? It might be a question like, what did your partner say to you that affected you the most? You know, like twisting it around. So they had to have really listened and been in touch with one another. So we're very, very creative, you know, pat on the back for all of us, incredibly creative as a group. And we feed off of one another, you know, like Anna can say something else, I'll add something, and then David will add something. And it's like, yay, you know, it's amazing. And do you know that we've never met in person, the three of us? I need to tell you that. It is pretty amazing.
Well, I know my mom, but.
But well, yeah.
Yes, for people that don't know, yes, Judy is Dave's mom, but they're saying they haven't met with Anna in person yet. Yeah.
But the point is, we haven't all been together to have a hug, so to speak. And it will be incredible when we do.
Because when are we going to make that happen? I'd like to hug all three of you too. So
someday soon.
Someday.
It's going to happen.
But that's the amazing, that is a really good point though, Judy. I think with the pandemic and stuff, how much we're all more comfortable on Zoom. It feels like good timing for the creation of something like this that still feels like you don't even have to be in person to get this support community connection that a lot of us were missing out on. So it's really interesting to think about that with the timing of you all creating this. And I'm not sure if people understand too. So you've got the 5-day Crush Your Cravings Challenge. You've got this 18-week program, which sounds incredible. And then it's also like you can just join as a member and be a part of this community. So talk a little bit more about what that looks like. If people wanted just to join and kind of dive in, and what you offer, like what your membership like gives you access to.
So Paul Early, who's the past president of ASAM, American Society of Addiction Medicine, right? And we've mentioned his name. And if you haven't heard about him, look him up. He takes really complicated things and makes them really simple. And he's just like a brain expert. But so he has this one quote, and it's something along the lines of, people who do intensive work make the most progress in a short period of time, but the people that stay stopped have ongoing management, right? So they're ongoing management. So, okay, so we have the recovery accelerator. The recovery accelerator is designed to do what it's called. It's designed to accelerate your recovery. It's designed to give you a system to get you from point A to point B. Back when we started the podcast, I said we began with the end in mind. Okay, so that's the point B. That's where we want to get you. We take you through a series of steps, which may not make sense at the time, to get you to point B, right? But there still needs to be ongoing management to keep you at B, right? Right. So the disease of addiction will pivot. It will morph. It will do anything on this beautiful green earth to get you to try to kill yourself. That's just how addiction operates. So we need the ongoing management. And so that's the circle piece, the community, is formerly the SugarX Recovery Circle, although it's been nicknamed Circle, which sort of sticks. So basically what we do is we had about 20, they're called spaces. They were like, they're sort of areas where people can interact with each other. And we realized that some of them were better suited. So we've sort of pared them down. I think we have 12 now. And I'll just kind of give you a taste of a couple of them. We have Tell on Red. So Tell on Red is where our community members have the opportunity to tell on their disease, to talk about their thinking, their addictive thinking, and tell on their red dog, which is sort of the operating disease inside our mind. So it's a really powerful space, and it's really powerful because people are really vulnerable. They're sharing things that they wouldn't normally share. And the amount of camaraderie and sort of encircling that people do, you get encircled by the village. When you're open and honest, people surround you with support. So then we have Blue Dog Tools, and Blue Dog Tools is, how do we feed our blue dog? How do we feed our recovery? How do we feed that front part of our brain? So there's a number of tools that we pick up in the challenge. I mean, we pull from anything and everything that we think will reach the addict. All right. So I'll give you an example. I read kids' books every Monday. It reaches addicts. The messaging is so simple. Other things we do, we pull from videos. There's some ideas that I've gotten from TikTok. There was a guy who talked about surfing, which is like kind of like just kind of riding the waves. So there's like an emotional balance tool that we based on that TikTok. I mean, we pull from things like Jordan Peterson's Dragon, this Jordan Peterson's Stupid Plan. So like nothing is off limits, which is really cool. And that goes back to what my mom was talking about, outside issues. Like the circle, there's no outside issues. So we can really pull from anything and everything. We have an inspirational media depot. So if you're feeling a little blue, go there and, you know, get a quote, a song, a video, something to really inspire you. Each of the three of us has a space as well. So Anna covers a lot of biochemical repair kind of stuff. I mean, I've got young kids. I bring a lot of like parenting and kids stuff to the forefront. Mom's been in the trenches for years, so she brings a lot of her just kind of experience. So those just circle. And then on top of circle, I think we have 15 groups a week right now, and they're all live. They're all facilitated by someone that we've trained. Either mostly the three of us and a couple people that are on your wing, actually Karen, who you had on your show, from the UK, and Tiff from Amsterdam, who you also had on your show pretty recently. And so they're helping us, and they really back our mission. And then there's a number of other people that have skills that we put in, you know, to run groups as needed. So someone ran a meditation meeting not last week, and they really liked it. And they're like, can I do this weekly? And we're like, yeah, let's, you know, see how it goes, you know? So really all about reaching the addict. How can we reach the addict? Because nothing is off limits. And so that's basically what Circle is. And I'll let the other ladies kind of chime in. But incredible that it's functioning beautifully without rules. I don't think we have a single rule. Everything that we have is based on kindness, human heart, you know, and it just carries forward. And it snowballed into just a beautiful space where people can really recover in real time.
Red, I would say one thing that Dave didn't mention is the ability to connect with other addicts worldwide. So we have people that have like WhatsApp UK, WhatsApp Canada. You know, we have members that have met in real life. And I actually had a member reach out to me that was going to be in Nebraska from Canada. And then there's another member that lives like 40 minutes away from me in Nebraska. And we had gotten a new member in Omaha, Nebraska. And so the four of us got together for lunch just like, you know, a month and a half ago. And it was incredible. you know, because we don't have those kind of rules. Like, we're not trying to be the school marm. You have to follow our rules or you are out of our community. We believe connection is the single biggest protection an addict can have. And we don't want to get in the way of anybody's recovery by not allowing them to form connections that allow them to practice vulnerability and all of these skills that we need to have for real life and boundaries and things like that, you know? And so we actually have a connection is protection capability buddy guide that we provide to our people. And we put a lot of thought and a lot of effort into what does that mean and how, and we talk about setting up healthy boundaries from the beginning by communicating how much time do you want to spend, you know, being able to say to someone, hey, today I just want to tell you what's going on with me and I don't really want any feedback. I'll ask for it if I want it or whatever. So we teach people how to show up in that relationship together. And it's so powerful. And we have people that have helped each other out so much. I know you know about Tiff and Karen for sure, because they have not missed a day in now over a year, I believe, of speaking with each other. And they've met each other in real life and they're best friends. And Tiff is actually young enough to be Karen's daughter. It's nuts. And so we bring diverse people together that have a lot in common, right? We have our addiction and our recovery in common and we don't compete. We want people to get whatever help they want. I mean, to me, I always tell people, you know, addicts can't afford to be choosy. We have to be beggars at the table of life and we have to glean good things from wherever we can get them. And so Circle is a place where people can come and bring their ideas. Wow, you guys, I heard this great podcast, or have you read this book? And we have members that lead book clubs. In fact, we have Vera Tarman scheduled to come in and answer the questions. And she was, I guess, kind of blown away by the questions our people asked. And so she's going to be coming in because we had that book club. I'm going to start a book club on Dopamine Nation. And Anna Lemke said that if we do a book club, she'll come and speak with our members. And so we bring in whatever tools we can. I did a book club on the Four Agreements. Dave is finishing that up now. Karen is doing a book club on Eat the Frog, which sounds like it has nothing to do with recovery, but time management is everything in recovery. When we manage our time, we actually free up time to live our best life, you know? So we're very creative and very responsive to our community.
I love this. Judy, anything to add?
No, just that, you know, when we wrote that capability guide, the connection guide for buddies, we actually brought it to a lot of our members because in that recovery accelerator program we talked about, we do a special coaching group once a month just for anyone who graduates from that. And Anna's a high performance coach, so she brings some of her knowledge to that. But we ask them to go through it with us and critique it, so to speak. And they found things that we didn't realize were missing, you know, so like, you know, same thing with the RA 2.0 program. We ask for feedback afterwards and we want to know because we want it to be better for others. And, you know, I've been called out by people in my groups because maybe I didn't handle myself as well as I could have, you know, in a situation recently. And I have to tell you, like, I was so grateful because that's how I can grow, recover and transform and be a better coach, you know, and to be able to say in front of people, I'm sorry, you know, I mean, that's life, living life on life's terms. And, you know, so we really bring our hearts and souls to this and we are not perfect beings. We know that and life gets lifey and things happen for everybody. But, you know, we just do it one day at a time and we do it together. And as Dave, you know, mentioned or whatever we've mentioned, we really have no rules. We really abide by principles, values, you know, the values you'd want to teach your children that I never, yeah, my parents taught me, but if I was into the drug, what did I get from it? I'm not sure, you know, so I keep growing and learning even at my age. And I've been doing this for 32 years, you know, in recovery. So, I mean, it's just the most, we get the best people. I have to tell you, we get the nicest, kindest, loveliest, caring people you can imagine in the world. You know, because, you know, as Bitten says, you know, mind expanding, you know, that we're the ones, you know, in the cave days, we'd be the ones hunting the berries and hunting the antelope or the saber-toothed tiger. We're like, we got to eat, folks. So let's go, because we're the ones that are going to survive. And so we have a bunch of survivors that we deal with every day. And I see miracles in every one of the squares. I see miracles every single day happening and abounding around me. And other people do too, you know, and not only do they see it in others, but they talk about seeing it in themselves, which is so important, you know, and we give a space that's kind and loving and open to promote that kind of discussion. I had two groups the other day. Anna's been out of town, so I covered one of her groups, and then I had another group, and it was like, oh my, if you could have been there to hear these stories people shared, I mean, some of us were in tears. I mean, some of us were in tears, but people were walking through it without picking up their drug. That was the bottom line, and feeling so good about it. And everybody there to applaud. And, you know, and if you're struggling too, I always say at every meeting I run, you know, if something's going on that's not related to this topic, you need to dump it here, because you don't want to leave here and go eat over it or lose your recovery over it. And if you have lost your recovery or, you know, eating over something for the moment, this is the place to dump it and talk about it so you can go on and free yourself up. And so it's a very open space. It's very open.
Yes. And, you know, and when someone does have a lapse, you know, we don't think that just because you flunk out of the ninth grade, you have to go back to kindergarten. So we don't treat people like that, like, oh, well, you're going to have to start over. You know, no, you know, you didn't unlearn everything you learned between the, you know, when you first got abstinent and the lapse. And so, you know, we just really, our members are amazing. We have a newer member that did this beautiful My True Self Portrait, it was called. I literally have goosebumps thinking of how beautiful it was. It looked like she was floating in a dress and she had all these beautiful words. And I thought, wow, I want to run a group on that. So I asked her, do you mind if I run a group on that? And so I did. And it was like 25 people. And I found out how creative our people are. And the self-portraits that people were doing during the activity, or there were people that already had done a self-portrait, and it was amazing because it forced people to think about who am I really? What are my true values? You know, forget about the food, forget about what I'm, you know, the mistakes I make and this and that, who am I really? And it was amazing. It was so powerful. And it felt so, it felt like every person was completely supported in their vision of themselves. And I think people felt like really seen, and it was just so much fun. So we truly are super creative. And I think that we surprise people sometimes with some of the groups that we come up with and some of the things that we do, but they inspire us. They make us better all the time. I can honestly say we're in partnership with our members.
I love that so much. And that's what I think really comes across with the three of you, is just, there's no ego here. It's just really comes from a place of love, and just really genuinely wanting to help people. And then also being really open to that feedback and growing yourselves. Like, that's why I think it's so special what you created, in a place where people really feel safe and supported and seen, like you said. I mean, that can be, there's so many times that I just feel, you're just not seen in your day-to-day life. So to be able to create this space where you really feel seen and heard, that itself is so healing on so many levels. So yeah, that's just really, really amazing what you have all created. We have just a few more minutes left. I was hoping you could all go through maybe and just leave us, any just insights or inspirations from this past year or past 14 months of this community that are just kind of jumping out at you that you might want to share?
I'm blown away by it. I mean, I'm blown away by it. And I guess what I feel like is it, you know, if you do the next right thing for the next right reason, things are going to happen in spite of anything else. You know, we had some hiccups. You know, we had put something in our calls when people onboarded for our calls, because we were getting a lot of no-shows, and all it was meant to do was to get people to show up, to really be agreeing to showing up. And it was a mistake. And some people responded really poorly to it, and we took it out. We didn't really feel good about putting it in. It was kind of a suggestion from a business coach. But even with those mistakes, you know, it just reminded me that I'm always going to make mistakes, but I can learn from them and move forward and do the next right thing. And that's what recovery is. It's living your life. You skin your knees. It's, you know, success is getting up one more time than you fall down. That's all it is. And I think that's kind of what we've managed to do. And I would say that what I've learned is, even when I haven't met people in real life, I can love them to life. I won't say love them to death, because that's just, no, you know. And I love these two little squares down here on the bottom of my screen with all my heart and all my soul. And I can't even believe we don't know each other in real life. I honestly can't. I have so much respect for the way we work together and the way we can, you know, be who we are and be authentic together, that I can't even tell you. I feel empowered by these two. I feel trusted by these two, and I trust them, and I hope they feel empowered by me as well. And so I think, you know, trying to do things alone as an addict is a bad idea. And I'm so glad I have people to work with. And it was my idea to work with people. I hate working by myself. I think an addict alone is in bad company. And I think in business as well, you know, it's nice to have partners. So I'm glad to have my little partners in crime with me.
Love that. Dave, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just watching people change. And I mean, in all sorts of different ways. I mean, even from day to day, like I'm watching people come into the challenge 2 weeks in, you know, just kind of watching the way they handle themselves differently. I think of a couple examples. One of the women, had a grandchild and lost a brother within 7 days or something like that. And to sort of watch her go through that, and how the joy was hard and how the sorrow was hard. And, you know, it's kind of like the end of Inside Out, you know, when the feeling pops out of the machine and it's got like sadness and happiness, and, you know, it's all together, and watching people kind of sort through that. Cause that's the stuff that people will go out over, right? Like, well, if this ever happens to me, I'm going to pick up. You know, and then you watch them, and what do? They don't pick up. Do you know why they don't pick up? Because they don't have to. They don't have to pick up. You know, they have a choice. We have a woman right now who we dearly love, she's like day four, no dairy. I mean, she's been absent a while, but she is raw. I mean, and to watch people, and she was like, I see colors are brighter, feelings are greater, da, da, da. And just to watch people just kind of like in a really ugly kind of way, just get through that stuff. Just, I mean, it doesn't have to be pretty for you to win, you know, and just kind of watch people kind of struggle through. And one of the things I always, every meeting, I always say, is there anyone who doesn't want to share, you know? And because I think that's really important. I think a lot of people in recovery aren't talking about what they ought to be talking about. Like they just kind of like sidestep the issue, and like we talk about what you ought to be talking about in a circle. And I think that fosters a vulnerability. It fosters the safety. I mean, people feel safe here, and watching people, I guess watching people be vulnerable, that's one of the biggest gifts in my life. Like, wow, this person said that today. Like, whoa, you know? So
love that.
Beautiful.
Yep. Judy, how about you?
Oh, I don't know. There's so much. Just that for me, this is like a dream come true. I mean, I'm the old one in the pack here. And, you know, I'm passionate about helping the next sugar or food addict. I'm just passionate about it. I've done it for years, you know, in my program, helped hundreds of maybe thousands of people, but to see it come to fruition from like our little seedling that we planted and we've watched it grow and flourish. And like Anna said, we've certainly had our hiccups, you know, for sure. But, you know, we just dust ourselves off. We fail forward. And if anyone in this group, I mean, I just harbor a lot of fear, and I have grown so much with the help of this community and the help of Dave and Anna. And I see my relationship with my son very differently today. I think he sees it with me. I mean, before I'd ask him to show me something and, you know, he could show anybody else but his mother. And he's a different person today that he can show me the same kind of kindness that he would show to someone else, and vice versa. You know, I mean, and that we, you know, we're all, the three of us are always in a text away from one another. I mean, we're really not far away when something comes up and if we have a problem, you know, and that's how it is for the folks within our community, is they, because of the Hollywood Squares, are only, you know, a text away, a message, you know, because you can privately message people too, a message away, or you can globally message people. And wherever you are in the world, someone's up somewhere else. You know, if it's 4 a.m. for me, there's somebody up in the UK, you know, or it could be the next morning in Australia for someone else. So it's just, it's a really beautiful thing to watch these people grow and shrink at the same time. Although it's not the physicality I'm talking about. It's like, if you look at people, I go back and look at videos to see how I could do something better the next time or to learn something different. And I'll look at somebody in the challenge and I see them today and they're like different. The brightness in the eyes, the texture in their of their skin, you know, that the glow, it is so different. I mean, how can I not walk away feeling wonderful about that? Because we're pouring our heart and souls into this and we're seeing the results. And it's just, it's such a gift. It is such a gift to be in this space. And we know, and you know, Siobhan, and the world is knowing that food addiction and sugar addiction is going to be a real deal thing, not that far in the future. And I feel like we're adding to that space.
100%. And thank you all three of you for coming on today, for talking. Make sure that we have all the information in the show notes on how to get in touch with all of you. But thank you for creating this space and this platform globally, like you're saying. It's just amazing. And you all should be so proud of yourself. So thank you so much. And can't wait to hear from you next year.
Thing?
Go ahead.
Just one more thing, only because we just got the date. July 18th is our next challenge. 5-day challenge. Okay. So
perfect.
Watch for it.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you, Siobhan, for your literally undying support. It means the world to us. It's amazing.
You're welcome. Yeah. I love you all. One day I will hug you in person. So
That's right.
Okay. Right back at you.
Thanks thank for doing you. What you do.
And that season 4 is a wrap. What a great season. I am so grateful for all of my amazing guest speakers this year. I'm very grateful to all of you for listening and sharing and for all of your comments and feedback. Really, really appreciate it. I hope everyone has a wonderful summer. I will be featuring kind of different episodes on my social media for July and August. July primarily around education and August around success stories that have been really popular and have had a lot of listens. So if you do follow me on Instagram, I'll be kind of highlighting some episodes. And if not, it's still a great time to go back this summer and maybe listen to some episodes again that really resonated with you, or maybe you've missed some. just kind of gives you some time to catch up this summer. And for me, it gives me a time to kind of regroup and re-strategize for the following season. So I will be back on Wednesday, September 7th with my season 5 premiere, which is crazy to me, and really looking forward to that and for another great season ahead. As always, feel free to reach out to me at SiobhanUnsweetenedSio.com. Would love to hear from you this summer. And also, if you are looking for some extra support or connection, I am doing my First Friday groups. Still, I'm going to continue them throughout the summer. So that's really something if you want some extra support. The next one is Friday, July 1st. Also, we'll have one Friday, August the 5th, and Friday, September the 2nd. So always the first Friday of the month. They're about an hour and a half, 9 a.m. Pacific time, and only $25 to join. So feel free to, you can book that online, or you can just send me an email again at Siobhan@unsweetenedsio.com, and I can get you signed up for those. Have a great summer, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And remember, life is so much sweeter without sugar.